Alice, count us down in the top five favorite foods you tasted at the Greek festival today.
So, first off, I started off with some delicious Greek fries, which are just French fries with feta cheese on them. I had a gyro. I also had some ouzo, the anise-flavored liquor. And let's see, what else did I have? Well, you know what? None of it else really matters, because I had some baklava. So, delicious baklava. And
God bless you, sir.
And I... Baklava is one of my favorite desserts. I so enjoy baklava, so it was just the honey, the nuts, the phyllo dough. It was all just fantastic, so baklava, Lego.
Put the trophies up, it's another episode. I told you long time ago, we about to explode. With something mean, it's supposed to be, you believe. But I told that be so awesome, and that dine be amazing. But enough about me, yes, we all played the ball to make it this far. But honestly, even the most affordable fans, it would have been a long time ago. Bio, born on SG, grew up on CDP. Any mood, I didn't got it wrong, we call it PG. Rating M, my double A must put the violence in your household. Be home.
Trophy whore.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy Whores. This is episode 213. I am your host, Tricky Mick, even though it didn't sound like me last week. Donnie, I don't know what the hell you did to my voice, but you made me sound like Morgan Freeman on crack. So, also with me is the man who changed me into Morgan Freeman on crack last week, Donnie.
What up, dope people? And reenactment is funny.
Also with us is the man who turned Greek for the day, Alex.
Yes, I had a wonderful time at the Greek festival today in downtown Louisville. And it was, I've been to Greece before, love Greek food, love Mediterranean food. And it was just a nice overall day where I got to taste foods that I don't normally get to taste.
And also with us, I yield to Noble.
Well, since Tricky decided to do all the spoilers on the E3 conferences when I'm at work, I will be watching the conferences by myself and hijacking the show next week.
Well, see, here's the similarity between me and you, Yield. We both work nights, so I scheduled them because I took vacation E3 week from my job.
So your job pays for E3 now?
See, but you've got like... You know, retirement vacation time. I've got like a week and burnt some of that when I went to PAX, so I don't have that luxury.
I get 6 weeks a year for my job.
See, I get one right now. Not counting the two shutdowns, but shutdown didn't fall on E3. I can't move shutdown.
All right. Let's do as we do every week and give you an updated trophy count. I have not earned a trophy all week. I have not played a video game all week. So I am still level 27, total trophies of 6-1, 8-1. That's a tribute to Donnie. And a black count of 4-3. Speaking of Donnie, what's your trophy count look like, buddy?
Trophy count is level 26. And oops, I said trophy count level.
You did it again?
My level is 26. Trophy count is 5521. Plat is 75. Only at about 10 from last week.
All right, Alex.
Level 24, 4,693 trophies, and I have 58 platinums and 57 games. Have I talked about how I got the Ratchet & Clank Up Your Arsenal trophy? Platinum trophy?
Yes.
Okay. I now have all seven Ratchet & Clank platinums that are available now, and hopefully whatever are to come in the future. So, got that out of the way. Still love Ratchet & Clank Up Your Arsenal.
We're going to talk about the future of Ratchet.
Oh, really?
Yes, yeah, we're going to get into that in a minute.
Well,
Yield, your trophy, sir.
Scroll down. Level 20, trophy count of 3359, and a platinum count of 41.
All right. Now, I'm going to try my best in a segue that's really not going to work out, so I apologize ahead of time.
Oh, wait, segue don't work when you why is announce that, segues.
Is that a surprise?
We just expect bad segues, Tricky. You don't have to. It's redundant to say that there's going to be a bad one coming up.
All right. Well, before we actually get on with our show, I think it's our obligation to mention this because the impact that the gentleman had in our lives. Anybody that is a wrestling fan all knows that Dusty Rhodes passed away this week. And he was known as the American Dream. And I think we're living the American Dream. So... let's talk about our American dreams and what we're playing.
Oh, I guess you could say that's a good segue because my American dream is killing folks over in Iraq. At least that's what I think I'm at in Far Cry 4.
I'm kind of in shock. I'm I'm in shock. I don't know. It's not horrible. It may have been a good one. I think that's why I'm in shock. Anyway.
All right. So let's try to get over your shell shock a little bit and tell us what you're playing, Yield.
Okay. I was trying to think about when I was mowing yard, what all I had been playing the last 2 weeks since I was off last week. And I can't really remember. I know this past week I played some Need for Speed Most Wanted. There may have been something else. I played my Sims is Tapped Out, but I think that's about it.
All right, Alex.
So
you're on mute again.
Yeah, no, actually not on mute. Thought I was on mute and kind of hesitated there. So after finishing up Ratchet and Clank Up Your Arsenal, I started playing Dishonored from Bethesda. And I've actually beaten Dishonored before. I played it on Steam via my PC and my laptop. So, I think I may have talked about the game on the show before, but I kind of liked where some of the things it did, but it, as a game as a whole, it kind of felt disjointed. Like, instead of a cohesive game and story, it felt kind of like little downloadable episodes. It felt kind of disjointed. So I'm going to give it another chance and go for the platinum this time. So, I've only played about an hour of it, so I just escaped the prison, and I'm at the Houndstooth Pub, so I just met all kind of revolutionaries or the loyalists of the leadership there. So I'm very early into it, but I'm excited to give it a second chance and just kind of see if I feel the same way about it as I did, 2 years ago.
Alrighty. Donnie?
Far Cry.
That's it?
Yeah, I said it in my segue. I mean,
In your segue?
Not my segue, but your segue. That's what I've been playing.
Yeah, the only thing I've been playing is nothing. I haven't played a game all week except for Clash of Clans. That's it. So let's get into our topics. The first topic we have is Drive Club for PlayStation Plus. Maybe it's
finally
coming out soon. When asked on Twitter by a Twitter user, the Drive Club game director Paul Rutskitsky, I probably just butchered his name, was asked, "When is PS Plus members getting it like promised?" His response was, "We're in the final stages of development." Late last month, Drive Club developer Evolution announced that a, quote, significant server upgrade for Drive Club was done, which occurred on June 1st. Now, the game was originally promised to us back in October of 2014, but it looks like we might not have to wait too much longer to get the PlayStation Plus edition as promised. Now, before I ask you guys the question that needs to be asked, the question being is, at this point, does it really matter if it comes out? Is it too little too late? And the other question I want to ask you guys is, being that we waited almost a year and a half for our free game, should Evolution step it up and actually give us more in the PlayStation Plus edition than originally announced from having us wait an extra year and a half for the game?
That question...
Oh, let me
go first. Just because of that last question.
No, you can wait.
Who wants to go first?
I'm kind of two minds about it. No, because they did come out and say they were having issues. They basically put the cart before the horse. They came out and said, "Hey, we're going to give you a portion of this game to try for free, and you're going to have it this day." And then all of a sudden, oh crap, we're having trouble programming it, so it's going to be later. So they kind of shot themselves.
Well, no. Okay, hold on. Let me stop you there. They did not say that to us. What happened was the day the game was supposed to be released, it showed up on the store. For anybody that had PlayStation Plus, you could buy the full game at the discounted price. But the PlayStation Plus edition never showed up on the store. It wasn't until 2 days later that they came out and told us, well, we had problems, we weren't able to release it. So even up to release day, they did not tell us. It was two days after release is when they told us they were having
server
issues.
Okay, well, then I totally take down what I first was going to say, and they probably should give you a little bit more since they basically false advertise or kind of lied to you. But they're a corporate, so they can do what they want to do. As for the game, the game's already been out. So this idea was great when it launched because you're basically giving them a glorified demo. Now the game's been out a year. People's been able to watch stuff on YouTube. They've been able to game fly it, rent it, talk to friends about it. Most people have already got a general idea of whether or not they want to buy it, pick it up on the cheap or whatever. So the free version for Plus, in that aspect, they should probably give a little bit more to try to sweeten people who were either soured by it a year and a half ago, or to try to rebrand it and be like, hey, you really do want to buy this game. Go, Donnie.
Or maybe lower the price for us as PlayStation Plus. Instead of being $44, maybe make it $34. Something. Donnie, your turn, sir.
Okay, well, the first one is, I just wanted to say, in my opinion, it's never too late for a game, no matter how much you say it's delayed no matter what you say, it's never too late for a game. If it's coming, it's coming. By us being gamers, we pretty much expect a delay and a delay and a delay after that delay. So whenever it comes out, either we're going to get it or we're not going to get it.
Delays I get. I'm with you on that. But the fact that they knew that they were having problems and didn't notify us, I think adds a little bit more to the relevance of it.
Well, again, by us being gamers, and especially PlayStation gamers, we should be used to that too. So again, in my opinion, it's never really too late for a game. Either you're gonna, just like games are canceled. Games are canceled all the time, but they pick back up. So is it too late then when they pick back up? No, we're just gonna get it. So, as for the second one, I really hate it. Gets on my nerves when, like, y'all know me about the whole free thing. And
cry baby gamers.
No. It gets a little racy. I might have to put in a little bit of racy stuff in here just to prove my point. And don't worry, white people, it's not about you guys.
Okay.
God help us all about what's about to come out of Donnie's mouth.
No, but the whole, since it's been delayed for a year, and it's a game that we thought we was going to get for free or for a set amount of discount. I don't know. I forget. And I hate when people use the term, oh, we should get this then. Oh, you know what? I won't even put race into this. I'll use MC Donald's for the as a reference, a restaurant, a fast food restaurant. Now, you, Tricky, I'm quite sure, and you, Tricky, if you've been at Castle's, because that's your place, that's your food of choice, isn't it?
You mean Wendy's?
Oh, I'm sorry, Wendy's. If you were at Wendy's and your order was, you know, kind of long of a wait, do you ask or do you expect something free from it?
I expect them to throw in like a 5 or 6 piece nugget. Yeah.
Oh, okay. See,
if it's abnormally long,
and that right there bothers me because.
Hold on. All right, stop. So they promised us a free game. I'm gonna go against you guys on this. They promised us a free game.
Well, a free version of the game, not the whole game for free.
Okay, well, a free version of the game, which we're still getting, by the way. And that's, honestly, that's all they owe us. You know, at this point, they're trying to make the game better. They're trying to fix it. Do you want them to come out with it? You want to get a crappy free version of the game? And have them shoot it out before it's done and before it's good?
Battlefield!
I mean, like,
Hardline.
Okay, so, if a game is delayed quite a long time, like The Last Guardian, if that even exists anymore. but if a game is delayed for a long time, even if it's not promised to us free, even if we have to wait a long time for it, the McDonald's or Wendy's or whatever, the reference to food, if you have to wait for it, are we now owed that game for free? I don't think so.
And that's exactly where I was about to get to. You know, everybody, I was going to use black people because we always expect something free. We always do. No matter what the situation is, we expect it free for some reason. And by this game being delayed for a year plus, I don't think that we deserve anything else other than the game. Yes, it was delayed due to tweets that had to be made. Yes, it was delayed due to ungiven promises or something that they knew, that we knew that they knew, and all this stuff. Something that we already know as gamers, that's in the gaming world like we are, that we pretty much can predict already, and if not, have a very high intuition on what's going to happen with the game. And
but see, Don, this is where I have to disagree, and I have to interrupt you for a second. This is why I feel like this situation is different. The full game was released on the store a year and a half ago. So to say that our version wasn't ready, I can't believe that. They delayed the PlayStation Plus edition because they said their servers could not hold the amount of people that bought the full version, that paid full price for the version. Because of that, they wanted to give the paying customers the space on the servers before they gave it away for free.
Okay, here's some more gamer.
I want to cut you off.
Here's some gamer intuition again on that. That the reason why what you said happened is because they didn't want to give out the free version. They wanted to make as much money as possible by the people who's going to buy it first. Not because they want to just give it all to the people who bought it, the service to the people who bought it. They just wanted to make as much money as possible before they give it away for free. Like every other thing that people on game developers do, give away for free. Now that's some more gamer intuition for you. Now what you got to say?
You know what? I see both sides of the coin. I just say I'm just honestly
right. Donnie just got to spit out Donnie. No, that's all.
You're absolutely right, and I do believe that probably pressed into it a little bit. But going on you again, don't you think that by releasing the PlayStation Plus version, which is the watered down version, that you're going to get the gamers that play and go, oh shit, I want more, and then they can get a sale out of that one too. I mean, you get a guy like me who never bought the game, never played the game, and is waiting for the PlayStation Plus edition to see if I want to buy the full version. They lost a sale on me. How many other people like me are out there?
But they didn't lose a sale on you, Treaty, because we know you're going to get this game. And we know people like you are going to get this game. So they didn't lose out on any sale. Because, again, even gamer developers have somewhat of a gamer's intuition.
All right. All right, let's move on to our next topic. For anybody that's a Telltale fan, is waiting for the next episode of Tales from the Borderlands. Excuse me. Episode 3 will be releasing on June 23rd for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, PS3, 360, Android, and iOS devices. So anybody looking for Episode 3 for the Tales from the Borderlands, that is coming on the 23rd of June.
Dang, that's a... people who didn't subscribe to that is... just might lose out some money on that Borders Telltale. It's a lot of things coming out. It's a lot of big things coming out on the 23rd. We got
another more news that we have is Darksiders 2 has officially been announced for the next gen systems. It's coming out in the holiday season. The Darksiders 2 Definitive Edition, not Definitive, Definitive Edition. Will come with the previous DLC. That's the Maker's Armor set, the Abyssal Forge, the Demon Lord Basil, Death Rides, Angel of Death, Deadly Despair, Shadow of Death, Mortis Pack, Rusoff's Axe, Van Deer Schmish Hammer, Fetcher's Crow Hammer, Mace Maximus, and lastly, Argyle's Tomb.
Not only did you cut me off with some Darksiders.
Don't diss the original game. The original game was really good. Not the second game.
The game will run in 1080p and features other graphical upgrades thanks to an improved graphic render engine that's also possibly setting the tone for a future Darksiders game or possibly a reboot of the original Darksiders game itself.
And again... and that just showed you how crappy Darksiders was. And that just showed you how crappy any game is. For you to make a reboot to a start of a series on the second one, just give it up. Just don't. Just leave it alone. You already know how I feel about reboots, so despise all of that. If you gotta do it that early in the series, just leave it alone. That's just how I feel.
Well, I mean, the Darksiders series after THQ went under, like, the after they made the second game, which was planned for more than two games, obviously, that kind of threw the future of the series in limbo. And, you know, we haven't heard anything about it. You know, they're remastering these other games and talking about rebooting the first one, maybe to kind of drum up some support for another game. But, I mean, the first Darksiders was really good, Donnie. Like, it was fantastic. It basically just took a lot of things from other games and did those really well. The second one was kind of disappointing, but the first one was really, really good.
Okay, and let's just take this whole, what you said, it was planned only for a two-parter.
No, it was planned for a trilogy, I do believe. But
no, it was planned for a four-parter.
But the game itself, but I mean, the company going under, like you, I mean, THQ's a publisher going under, I mean, there's nothing you can't really plan for that.
Yeah, and that's what I originally thought. I originally thought it was at least a trilogy, but a four-parter since it's our four horsemen. That's what I originally thought. But still, if you got a reboot when this early in the series, just forget it.
Well, let's talk about a reboot that didn't come early in the series. How about that?
Good. Very good, actually.
We're going to talk about a game that's based on a movie. That's based on a game.
Bad. Very bad, actually.
Ratchet & Clank PS4 is more than just a simple remake. Ratchet & Clank, that we previously announced and speculated that was coming out next year, we speculated that this was going to be a totally independent game. It turns out that the game that's coming out on the PlayStation 4 will be a movie tie-in game. Only the movie is a retelling of Ratchet and Clank 1.
And you know what? What makes me mad about that? What makes me disappointed about that? I want to say mad because mad is harsh. But what makes me disappointed about that is that they fall into this whole, since it's a movie, we got to make a game out of it now type thing. And by being Ratchet and Clank, the movie should just stand alone. And yes, the movie is telling the story of Ratchet and Clank, which that's perfectly fine to me. I'm actually cool with the movie starting over from the beginning, telling us how it all happened as a movie. And that's for people who really don't know about Ratchet and Clank, and to bring more of the younger youth into it, because that's really what is in Ratchet and Clank is really, you know, attended for. You know, grown people having fun as we do, but it's not grown as we would say. But the movie is good, standalone. But for you to come out with the movie and then make a Ratchet and Clank game based off the movie, and I'm quite sure by us being the movie is going to be, I mean, by us being the game is going to be one of those video game movies where it's going to try to reenact the movie again. So basically, we're watching the movie and then we're going home to play what we just got finished watching. It's going to be one of those type deals.
Well, Alex, as our resident Ratchet and Clank super fan, how do you feel about all this?
Super fan. I'm a super fan too. What the heck?
I mean, do you have platinums in all seven games?
I have platinums in every Ratchet and Clank game except for the spinoffs.
So Alex has got you beat. So Alex is our super fan.
Oh, good night. That don't count.
I would agree with that. Thank you for the recognition, Tricky. You know, personally, I think that I would rather see a Up Your Arsenal movie. Like, I mean, I guess you kind of have to start the series from the beginning. But I think that Chairman Drek is nowhere near as entertaining or as good of a villain as Dr. Nefarious. And I think that Dr. Nefarious versus Ratchet & Clank is the way that the series should go. I think that... It personally, like, for me, having played the original game recently to get the Platinum Trophy, I'm not as excited about this as a new game. I'm curious as to what they'll do to kind of retell the story, what they'll change, if anything. I mean, I assume they have to change some things, but I would kind of like to see what they will. I'm intrigued by it. I'm not necessarily excited about it. I'm a little disappointed that it's not going to be a completely new Ratchet and Clank game, because that formula obviously is Into the Nexus Prove still works. I mean, the Ratchet and Clank, you know, they tried to change it up with All for One and Full Frontal Assault, but you know, even showing his age, more than 10 years, Ratchet & Clank still sells as Ratchet & Clank. So I'm a little disappointed, but I'm intrigued by what they'll do. And I'm excited for the movie. I do want to see the movie.
And I want to go off a little bit more of what you said. But, well, a little bit more on the article itself by being a remake. By this being a remake of part one, basically, as it's going to bring out part two remake and part three remake and all over back over to the Tools of Destruction series remake. And I feel that this series does not need a remake. Can you at least, for this series before you say what you're about to say, this series need to be ancient. Because every game
I don't think they're rebooting it, Donnie. I don't think they're rebooting.
Come on.
I think,
come on.
Don't be a naive
gamer.
Well, I'm not being naive. I honestly, with Insomniac's reputation, I don't think they're remaking it. Because this game is not simply the 2002 version of the game with a fresh coat of paint. They're redoing a game over again.
They're doing a re-image, what they call a re-image, meaning they're taking part one story and telling it in a different way, making that a reboot.
Well, okay, so Donnie, here's the issue that I take with that and why you're kind of overstepping your bounds here, is that you are reading news reports and you're basically presenting your opinion as fact. We don't really know how much work is going into this. We can assume a lot, but you're basically taking what you think of remakes and putting it on this game, which we don't even know specifically how much is being changed for this game.
No, if you look
so
at this
you're
video...
So you're presenting your opinion as fact.
You look at this video? Did you look at the video?
I did not look at the video yet.
Okay, if you look at the video, everything I'm saying is fact.
How long is the video? Is it five
minutes?
8 minutes. Video is not representative of an entire game.
No, they're talking. They're doing commentary on what they did to the game, why they're playing the video. These are the developers of the Ratchet & Clank game talking commentary and talking, basically being interviewed while they're talking. I mean, while they're playing this game. And they basically said what I just said and what they're going to... They didn't say they're going to bring into a part two or a part three or so on and so on. But again, gamer intuition can be off, like I've been in the past before, little times though, but
many times,
but still, we can still throw in some gamer's intuition in this. And I'm telling you, watch this video. And they pretty much said it. This is part one re-image. A re-image Rise of Part One. Yeah, they have new guns and stages look differently. And it looks like a PlayStation 4 Ratchet. But it's still part one all over again. And going off from what I've seen from the movies, I have seen a great deal of trailers of the movie. I'm pretty much playing the movie script by script or scene by scene. So it's one of those, again, it's one of those type of movie games where you're playing what you just got finished looking at instead of telling a tie-in game.
So you prefer a whole new story to the game?
Yes, no, I don't prefer. Yes, I prefer a whole new story continuing from the Nexus.
Okay.
Not this.
Yield, do you have anything you want to bring on to this? Because I know you're also a Ratchet and Clank fan.
I'll watch the movie. I'm not necessarily thrilled that they're, in a way, rebooting the series. I mean, I agree with Donnie. I think that they should, if you want to make more Ratchet games, then continue the story. Because, I mean, you had the HD reboot. Or not reboot, you had the HD remasters, you know, on the PS3. So you kind of already got that younger generation introduced into Ratchet & Clank. If you were going to reboot the series, you shouldn't have done the remastered, and you should have just done the reboot and go, here you go.
See,
did you read this?
Go ahead, Donnie.
It seems like this is the Ratchet & Clank Red, this is the Ratchet game I've always wanted since I finished 2009's Crackin' Time. What the heck? Are you serious? This person is not a Ratchet and Clank fan like he claims to be. For you to say that line. This is the Ratchet and Clank game that you wanted since 2009. What the heck? You've been getting those games. Well, minus the two spinoffs, but you've been getting those.
All right, I'm going to say the last piece, then we're going to move on to our next topic. My whole thing is my feelings with this, and I kind of hope I'm right with this. I think this Ratchet and Clank game that we're getting in next year with the movie, I think this is just a one-off. I think this is just they're remaking a Ratchet and Clank game to match the movie, and then I think the next Ratchet and Clank game we get is going to be a continuation off of Into the Nexus.
I bet you would be going to make Commando again.
Well, listen, I could be wrong. You could be wrong, Donnie. Only time will tell. I mean, most likely we have to sit back and we have to wait until we actually play the game and see as the future goes. But I feel like this is just a one-off. I think they're just redoing this. I think they're making this game to mirror the movie, and then Ratchet and Clank will go back to the way it was before.
Up your arsenal, Rambo style. That's part three of the reboot.
Let's move on to another game that I know that you're going to be kind of interested in. Is Lego Marvel's Avengers is coming this year, holiday this year.
I thought they already came out with that.
Well, that's what we're going to get into. They had a Lego Marvel Heroes game, which came out, which had all the Marvel heroes. But Lego Marvel's Avengers will follow the movie, The Avengers. Now, what also with this, there's no mention of Age of Ultron. So far, this game is only telling the story of the original Avengers movie.
Why is there's Lego no mention of selling?
Hey, man. Lego games are fun.
That's what made me this mad.
This game will be coming out later holiday this year on the Xbox 360, PlayStation 4, PlayStation 3, the Vita, the Wii U, the 3DS, and the PC. As our resident Lego fanatic, Yield, are you going to be playing Marvel Avengers?
I'd have to see more gameplay footage as it goes on. If you're only covering the first movie, that's a lot to cover for one whole game.
I think they should definitely be covering at least.
You would think Ultron's probably definitely going to be in it, because I saw something I saw something somewhere on the internet where they said, you know, Ultron was teased. So it would make sense if you did. Otherwise, you're just doing a one-off Lego, not really a one-off Lego game, because you could do one of all the Avenger games. But you're trying to do one on the movies where you already had. I know you had more than just the Avengers, where you had Spider-Man and whatnot in it. But
I despise Lego games just as much as I despise.
Well, see, I don't despise Lego games because
Rock Band talk, y'all.
I don't despise Lego games because I enjoy them. They're fun. But what I worry about is repeat games like they did in Indiana Jones trilogy of games, you know. And then when the Crystal Skull came out, they did an Indiana Jones 2 and redid all the levels and added in the Crystal Skull, which I played that one as well. I wasn't for sure exactly what come like. It's another Lego game, Indiana Jones. I'll play it. I didn't know nothing about it. And I liked it, and I didn't like it because I enjoyed the original game, and I liked the second one because of the open world hub that they introduced and how their different take on the levels compared to what the first one was. So I don't want to see that kind of pattern of, oh, we started this. Oh, wait, now let's just do it again, but from a different perspective. That would get old.
in the Lego games itself is not.
Well, and well, you are starting to get that argument of there is a Lego game a year, a la Assassin's Creed, or more.
They are starting to flood the market with them.
Luckily, though, they're hitting franchises that are getting people to buy. You know, they just went back and did the Jurassic Parks. All I really care about is really the first game. But I'm like, all right, I'll play that one. I enjoy Jurassic Park, you know. If they came out and said, hey, we're going to do a Back to the Future Lego, you know, we're going to do all three Back to the Future
that
movies.
That hasn't been done already?
No, that has not been done. I would buy that.
Well, thanks a lot for giving them my idea, man.
I know we're doing E3 predictions later in the show, but I'm going to make a prediction right now. At some point within the next year, maybe 2 years, we're going to see a Lego Walking Dead.
Oh my goodness, dude! And you absolutely,
too many kids play the Lego games, and that game would be too graphic and too traumatizing for kids.
I you know what? I could be wrong.
Well,
but
you know what?
If they announce it within the next year or two, I expect all three of you guys to come on, especially you, Alex, and say, you know what, you're
no,
you
I know.
Right.
I was going to agree with you.
I could see that in a Lego, and that would be kind of funny in a Lego form.
You know what? I agree with you, but I kind of say it would have already been done by now because of how famous The Walking Dead is. Since it's not, I'm like, well, it kind of made me think, hesitate, but I'm, besides that, yeah, I think you're right. And also, Alex, it is kind of graphic, but hey, it's about to be the first M-rated Lego now.
All right, let's get into our next topic. The Last Guardian is rumored to be finally making an appearance at
E3. The Last Guardian is the last about news you're going to ever hear about it again.
According to IGN, they have it on, quote, very good authority that this will be the year that Team Eco finally presents its follow-up to its much-loved classics, Eco and Shadow of the Colossus. Now, little backstory. This game was first announced in E3 back in 2009. That's 6 years ago.
It's the last for. It's
but
the
thanks
last
to Studio,
forever.
But thanks to Studio Troubles, the title is still yet to see the light of day. Late last year, Sony said that development was progressing, quote, under completely new conditions, leading to the speculation that it's now coming for the PlayStation 4.
They basically said, you know what? We got a pretty good idea that our intuition is going to come out this year.
Also coming out, rumored to be coming out, is there is a rumor that Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare 2 will be announced at E3 as well. I was not a fan of the first one. Yield, I don't know. Did you play Garden Warfare at all?
When it was free for Plus, but I haven't. I picked it up for the 4, so I'm waiting until I get my 4.
We didn't get Garden Warfare for. We didn't get.
Yeah, we
that
did.
Plus.
Or no? I mean, no, maybe it was that free game that they gave away. Somebody gave. I got it for free.
I don't know how you got it for free. They did not
okay,
get it
then it
plus.
Was that free stuff that they were giving away. Like, they gave away Mirror's Edge, and they gave away a handful of games for free. I picked it up.
Okay.
Anyway, he got it free. You might not got it, but he got it for free.
Hey, if it's free,
that's
it's for
I'm
me.
Saying.
That's all I'm saying.
So, I know from watching the trailer, I was intrigued by it. I heard that you had to be online a lot to play it, so that was kind of a bummer. I'm glad...
It's online. It's online only.
See, that's kind of a bummer. I'm glad I got it for free.
All right, that is going to bring us to the end of our topic.
Wait a minute, the Last Guardian.
The Last Forever.
Are we all expected something? Are we all expected something from them?
Well, I have an E3 prediction that I want to go into, as far as that. So I'm going to stay quiet.
No, I'm just saying, like, do you, Pete, listeners? I'm assuming about half of you guys would love to get something for free since we've been waiting for this for, I don't know, and I kind of don't care to go into
it. You're expecting, you're going to say that if you get The Last Guardian for free?
They probably sunk way too much money in this game to give it away for free.
No, we're not getting that for free.
Hey.
All right. Now, gentlemen,
Last Guardian will be available on Tuesday, and you're getting it for free.
All right. Gentlemen, I will take the best 2 out of 3 on the vote on this. Do we want to do me getting on my soapbox and bitching for about 2 or 3 minutes, or do we want to do our E3 predictions?
E3 first, and then you can get on your soapbox.
No, wait a minute. Wait, that's not a consolation. You're still going to do it, man. What the heck?
Well, I said first. I didn't say I wasn't going to do both.
Oh, man.
All right, so let's do our E3 predictions. Alex, let's start with... Now, do we want to do all five? We're doing 5 predictions each.
5 is a lot, man.
Well, I asked you to do 5. If you only come up with 3, Donnie, then just do your 3.
I know, but...
But do we want to do all of our predictions at once, or do we want to go one each and go around?
I think it'd be faster.
I don't know. Let's do one at a time, because I can't think of 5. All right. So...
Yeah, round tape. Round robin.
All right, so Alex, let's start with you.
My first prediction is going to be that The Last Guardian will not be at E3 2015, and they will say on stage that, or someone will say at some point, well, no, they'll say on stage that development is progressing.
All right,
Uncharted 4 will close Sony's press conference. I know that's a stretch.
My E3 prediction is like Alex's. I'm saying no Last Guardian and no mention of it whatsoever. Donnie.
I'm going to take it a step further and go with the whole Last Guardian thing, and why should they mention it?
That's not a prediction.
Yeah, it is. I predict.
That's a question.
You're right. That's my own thing. Why should they mention it? I'm going to go with... Yield there, yeah. I believe Uncharted is going to shut things down.
All right, that actually leads me into my second prediction, but let's still go around the
Insomniac
room.
Insomniac will be at Sony's press conference, but not to show off Ratchet & Clank. They will announce that they have a, much like Sunset Overdrive, they will announce that they have a new game exclusive to the PlayStation 4.
Coming back home, huh?
All right. Yield.
We all know that Battlefront will be at E3. There will be gameplay footage shown. But there will be... not a main part, but it will be a decent part of Sony's press conference. And there will be some exclusive... quote, you guys are looking at my air quotes... exclusive items or maps or something that they will announce at E3 for PlayStation.
Alright, my second prediction. To build on previous predictions where Uncharted 4 will close out the show, I believe Uncharted 4 will close out the show, but after Uncharted 4 closes out the show, I say we get an image, a video, or some kind of a teaser for The Last of Us 2.
Dun, dun, dun. No, I don't want... Don't get me started on that.
The Last of Us 2.
That's my prediction. Donnie, your second prediction.
All right. I kind of want to go off that now. I didn't have nothing until you said that. I predict that The Last of Us 2 would not have Joel or... Ellie.
And I would be fine with that.
If it gets announced, no Joe, no Ellie.
No Ellie, no Joe.
All right.
So it's going to be a stretch.
Alex, your third prediction.
I know
there.
That Sony owns the IP, and people have said for years that they'd like to see it again, and, you know, it was very highly hyped, and I think they could do a lot more with it.
You're taking my fourth prediction, I know. Oh, no, that wasn't my fourth one.
Bum, bum, bum. Oh,
all right, Heavenly Sword 2. Yield, your third prediction.
It will be announced what Ben Studio has been working on and what they've been working on. A Siphon Filter reboot.
Oh, well, why do you have to predict a freaking reboot?
I have been saying Siphon Filter every year since I've been doing podcasting, and by God, I am going to keep doing it until it happens. And I did hear that Ben Studio was working on something, and they're the ones that did Siphon Filter. So, there. air taser right. from
I'm gonna
air taser to the second floor, catch him on fire.
I'm gonna do my fourth prediction ahead of my third prediction, only because of the fact that every time I've made a prediction so far, somebody's already touched on it, and nobody's mentioned this yet. I predict Crash Bandicoot makes its official return.
Oh! Dude, I've seen... I've heard some people say that there's been some teases about that.
Dude, I'm mad as heck now, Triggy.
Remastered... it's going to be a remastered edition, I'll guarantee it.
Oh, if that goes down, it's most definitely.
Are you talking?
Well,
wait, Tricky. Are you talking remastered edition or whole new game?
I'm talking right. whole new game, but not prediction here. I'm predicting Crash Bandicoot makes its official return in a whole new game, but we will see, and this is not the prediction, we will see a remastered version of the other Crash Bandicoots before the original game comes out.
Dude.
But that but the remaster is not part of my prediction.
You said, you told me, I'm going off what you told me. The last 3 days, we got to be serious with these predictions. And you telling me that's serious?
Crash Bandicoot making its return, absolutely.
Yes. Okay. I ain't saying they ain't going to be huge if it wasn't come out, but I'm saying like, come on, hey, that's like Last Guardian level.
Donnie, okay. I have seen some things on Twitter where people said they've seen some images that have hinted of Crash coming back.
Yeah, and you want to know what else we've seen? We also seen those same images on the freaking We Are Together as Station Warriors whatever commercial. We also see it in the Last of Us commercials. We also see it in the freaking Uncharted.
Listen, that's my prediction. I could be wrong. Right, Donnie, your third prediction.
All right, my other prediction is that Kingdom Hearts would be there, and it's saying they're going to release their new game in 2020. Yep.
All right.
My fourth prediction is that Rock Band 4 will be on stage at Sony's press conference, and they will announce exclusive downloadable content, songs for PlayStation 4.
That's some seriousness for you, 2020.
Yield. Your fourth prediction.
I predict that you will not see any kind of footage whatsoever of Tomb Raider.
All right, that's an easy point for him.
Okay. Come back to me. I had to do that. I had to say that.
No, but that's a good
one. That is
one,
a good one, isn't it?
My fourth prediction is going to be an exclusive Uncharted 4 console will be shown. That was my cop-out one.
Yeah, that was straight up.
That's an easy point for you. That's a cop-out as my Tomb Raider.
No. I'm saying the console will be shown. Not announced. It will be shown. Whether it be in the picture or in hand.
Is it back on me?
Donnie, your fourth prediction.
My fourth prediction is that Hideo Kojima would come out and say, get him!
Alright,
do we need to go back?
I didn't do my fourth one unless you're going to give me that Tomb Raider one.
I'm serious about that.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Go back to you. Okay, yield your redo of your
fourth
prediction.
My fourth prediction is we will see some more of No Man's Sky. That's an easy point. With a release date.
Okay. Alex,
I'll go ahead and say
prediction,
that...
sir.
I've seen some scuttlebutt on the internet about the PlayStation 5 release date, which I'm sure is just purely rumor at this point. But I will say that Sony will announce a new model of the PlayStation 4.
With the one terabyte drive.
Define new model.
It'll be a cheaper model.
Okay, well, that's not a prediction.
Well, I didn't listen to the show
last week.
Well, that's not even a new model.
They're coming out with different specs in the PlayStation 4. One being a 500 gig, the other one being a terabyte gig hard drive.
PlayStation is going to have a 2 terabyte hard drive.
Yes.
So,
but I get a point
back
that.
To you for your fifth one. All right.
Hey, if memory serves correct, I won last year. I'm just saying.
All right, well, we're gonna have to get Nate to tally the points because this show will come out after E3. So before anybody's listening to this, they'll know the winner. Yield, your fifth prediction.
So wait a minute. Why are we making... Oh, okay. All right, fifth. All right.
Because we're recording before E3, but the show's going to come out after E3.
All right, I got it.
Let's see here. My fifth prediction.
You want a few minutes to think about it?
I've seen some talk of a Red Dead 2, but I'm not... As cool as that would be, I'm not going to say that. Although it would make sense because Grand Theft Auto is a couple years old. Red Dead 2 would be the next game to be announced. This might be an easy point. I don't know, but I'm going to go with there's going to be a well-known studio that's going to announce a game. It's going to be a new IP, so to speak. No one's heard about it. No one's teased about it. Hey, look, we're bringing Gears of War back. That kind of malarkey. It's going to be kind of like a No Man's Sky or a Watch Dogs. There's going to be a Sony exclusive, kind of a jaw dropper, sometime during the press conference.
And okay, I got one.
Okay. All right, back to Alex.
Shuhei Yoshida will be on stage, and he will be wearing a blue button-up shirt. There you go. That's my fifth one.
All right, my fifth prediction. A new God of War game will be announced that will not be a prequel.
Oh, that's some
would it be crap. Would it be a pre-sequel?
No, it's going to be a continuation after God of War 3.
Okay, I'll bet you it won't. You know what? Can I make a half? My full one and a half one.
Well, after you make your fifth prediction, I will allow anybody to make a bonus prediction that could replace one of their other ones.
I don't want to replace it. I just want to call shenanigans on your.
Oh, that's it. Shenanigans has been called.
Call shenanigans. Alright, Donnie, your fifth prediction.
My fifth prediction is, you made me forget my jump, for real. Man, that would make... I had it too. I want to go against what Alex said, and say there will be a comment or Tomb Raider showing at E3 because... how desperate! I want to say this. How desperate!
Hold on, wait. We're talking about Sony's conference, not just E3 shown. We're talking about Sony's conference.
Microsoft will show off Tomb Raider. That will be their big thing. They will show it off some more. They will show gameplay, and then at the very end, they will make sure you know two or three or four times during this whole gameplay. It's exclusive to Microsoft. They will rub it in the face of Sony. F you, Square
okay, no,
EX.
Let me
okay.
Well, let me ask you this question. Donnie, do you want to do your prediction or do you want me to ask my question so you have time?
I guess I don't have a fifth one then because I guess comment on your BS of a...
Make your comment.
Well... since I don't have one, I'll take your prediction and make it a combative prediction. I say if they do come out with a God of War, new God of War, it's going to be a reboot. Ain't no way in the world they're about to continue it because they don't have anything to continue it on, and it's not going to be another prequel because of Ascension's, how whack Ascension's was. And it's not going to be the... Yeah, it's not going to be the prequel that it's needed to be in order for it to make it the God of War game that we want it to be. So, yeah, it's going to be a reboot to God of War if it's one.
All right. I have a bonus prediction that I'm not too sure of. That's why I left it off. I think this E3, we are going to get some definite answers on the agent.
Darn it, that was going to be my bonus one. God!
I think we're going to finally get some information on the agent.
That's what I was just thinking about that. I'm like, no, they won't do Red Dead because Rockstar never makes major game announcements, so to speak, like that at E3. They stay away from E3. They go to the PAXs. But Agent was touted by Sony at E3. And that's what I was going to say, that they're going to tease back. Hey, look, Agent really is coming. It ain't dead. And then leave it at that. Oh, we share that one. Darn it.
All right. Alex, do you want to make a bonus prediction, or should I ask my
question? Ask your question.
Does anybody think we will get a definite answer, because we mentioned this last week on last week's show, we will get a definite answer on whether or not Tomb Raider is exclusive or it's a timed exclusive?
Yeah, we'll get a definite answer.
The comment y'all made about it being, it will eliminate the illusion of it, for Microsoft, no. Because you're absolutely right. It would eliminate the illusion of it actually coming to Sony, and thus making it where the buyers that were so-called that Microsoft think is going to trend over to them, they're going to get, not going to get now, because it is coming. So I say no.
I say that you will get a definite answer, because they all but answered it last year when the uproar...
But nobody actually confirmed
it. Yeah, when they came out and said it's exclusive, and then the uproar happened, what do you mean exclusive? And then it was, whoa. Once our agreement, and I'm using these air quotes again, is done with Square Enix, they can do with it whatever they want, which is basically saying it's a timed exclusive without saying timed exclusive, and they've always skirted around, they've thrown out exclusivity, if that's such a word, and have refused to use timed. So it's, either they're gonna come out and put the nail in the coffin and go, yes, it's exclusive, and we own the rights, or it's going to be they're going to say exclusive, and then later on that night, or that day, is going to be no, it's a timed exclusive. We'll know whether or not coming out of this E3, whether Sony's going to get it or Microsoft's keeping it.
You know what? Yeah, I really don't think so. Because they made a huge point that on last show, Nate did, and I think that's eliminating the whole purpose of a time exclusive. It's eliminating what Microsoft is really trying to do, which I...
Well, I'm not saying that Microsoft's going to come out and say, yeah, it's a timed exclusive. No, I'm just saying somewhere, some way, somebody somewhere is going to say, you know what? This is a timed exclusive. It will be coming, but we're not ready to announce anything.
No,
yet.
You know what? You know, this is exactly how I think it will play out. I'm playing one of tricky roles here, this devil's advocate thing. I think it
Don't
might
hurt
be one
yourself.
Of those, no, I think it might be one of those low blow things that, you know, the companies be trying to do towards each other. Kind of like how Sony had did the whole, was it their last E3 or one of these press conferences that came out where, hey, and we can add, you can also share your games with your friend. You know, one of those
2 years ago.
Yeah, one of those low blow things. So I think somebody on Sony's side is going to come out and say,
"You remember that video? Hey, can I borrow that game? Sure," and hands them the disc.
Yeah, I think one of those low blow. Somebody's on Sony's end is going to come out and say, you know, something, and then maybe Laura's name is going to get popped up, and we're going to take that as a hey. Laura's finally is coming here. Hey, what do you know about Laura? Nothing I can discuss with you. Bam. And now we know that Sony is going to get it. It's going to be one of those low blow things.
All right, let's move on. Predictions. Nate, I'm going to put it on you to tally up the winner and let us know who won. Now, I don't know if my fellow horsemen have read this article. I have gone off about this twice already, both on the Press X to Win show, but both times the show had to be scrapped due to audio issues. So.
Oh, dear golly, we're going to lose this show.
With that being said, I'm about to get on my soapbox.
All right.
Let's hope it's not a long way.
Is there room for me and Alex if this don't go well?
Oh, there is definitely room for you guys to join me. And Alex, I feel, is going to be the one that agrees with me the most.
All right.
Before I start, have any of you guys read this article?
Well, no, because I tried to before we started recording, and it wouldn't let me. I even tried to go to Polygon and find it, and it wouldn't find it.
Okay. Alex, have you read it?
No, I have not.
Nope.
Okay.
Give us an overview the best way you can.
Well, okay. Somebody by the name of Colin Campbell, and yes, normally I would not mention names, but this time, this scumbag deserves me to mention his name. Just so everybody can flame the fuck out of this guy. I'm going to say calm because my daughter's trying to sleep and I don't want to wake her up. But there are going to be a lot of four-letter words in my next piece. This asshole was sent to a Los Angeles hotel through an invitation from Harmonix, the people that make Rock Band. He was sent by Polygon, who paid him to go cover this event. He was paid to go there, talk about the game, try it out, play the game, find out the new features, the new instruments, everything. You know what this asshole did? His words from the article. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm standing at a safe distance, drinking fizzy water, eating puff pastry canapes, and chatting to another colleague about politics in the Philippines. I'm having an okay time. I'm supposed to be focusing my attention on Rock Band 4, but there's more chance of Fernand Marcos leaping onto that stage than there is me mounting the board, swinging a guitar strap around my neck and yelling woo. I don't care about rock music. I dislike crowds. I dislike loud noises. I don't do public performances except Toastmasters, which I enjoy from time to time, along with half a dozen accountants, school teachers, and self-improvement nutters. Now, with all that being said, I'm trying to find other quotes in this. If my grandmother, who does enjoy a good party, were here on this wind-swept hotel roof, instead of sitting in an old people's home in Manchester watching Britain's Got Talent, she'd be up on stage singing and yelling into the mic, mocking me for being a, quote, boring old fart. Some of the journos on stage are as old as I am, and frankly, no more rock star-ish than a bag of spuds. This game is for everyone, except for me. All video games are stupid, of course. The whole thing of you're not really shooting terrorists, or you're winning the World Cup, or you're pressing buttons is patronizing and simplistic that every now and then you come across a game that has so little emotional connection to who you are that you end up standing up there, gazing at the screen, saying to I'm just pressing the buttons and my life has no meaning to a slightly bemused PR person.
Wow, they really picked the wrong person to go to this event, didn't they?
The article goes on.
Is this
and I'm
an
not,
April Fool's joke?
No.
Wow.
Another quote from the article before I go off of my little rant here. He says there are new guitars and drums being made by Mad Catz. No keyboard, but you can use your old 360 and PlayStation 3 wireless contraptions on the Xbox One and PlayStation 4 versions, which are due out later this year. Exporting songs from those old games can also be uploaded. Those are his words. I didn't paraphrase. I didn't change a word. Those are his words. This pisses me the fuck off. And let me tell you why this pisses me off. I own a website. Everybody that knows me knows that I'm a straight shooter. I tell you like it is. Whether I'm right, wrong, or indifferent, I stand behind my views and opinions. I get mocked on this show all the time because I'd rather pay $60 for a game than buy 12 games at $5 a piece. Okay? This pisses me off. I'm a site owner. I work hard to try to get my employees what they can. I try hard to make this show the best it could be. And to see somebody who has no interest in covering a game, being sent to cover a game, I don't care if you're the biggest Rock Band fan on the earth or you think Rock Band's the stupidest game on the earth. You're paid to go cover this game. Go do your fucking job. And if you can't do your job, get out of the fucking industry. Because this pisses me off. I get people who would die, yield, would actually try to bribe me if I had the opportunity to send him to Los Angeles to this event.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now, granted, I probably would, I don't know. It would have been a hard sell for me to get up on stage and in front of everybody. Well,
but you would at least stand there and actually
talk
to people, get involved.
I would have had fun. I'd have talked to other gamers. I'd have talked to somebody who played it. Hey, how does it feel, you know, and all that. I wouldn't have just sat back there talking about politics. I'd have at least talked about video games. They obviously sent the wrong dude.
It's not, and you know what? Not even pisses me off that they sent the wrong dude. Okay, my anger lies in several aspects with this article. One, you sent the wrong guy to cover the game. Okay, wrong by Polygon. The guy you sent doesn't even cover the game. Wrong by the journalist. Third level, Polygon fucked up because they posted this article on their website. This is a slap in the face to Harmonix. How does a website get away with this? If any of my writers wrote me this, they'd be fired on the spot. Instead, Polygon published their article and said, this is okay for us to be a representation of our company. How do you get away with that? How do you have the balls for that? I'm starting to get angry, so somebody else speak, please.
Is he still hired?
Yeah, he's employed.
Yes, he's still employed. I mean, well, shoot, what else can you say? you said it all. It is
Donnie. If I sent you to cover Rock Band, because you don't like Rock Band. Yeah. If I sent you to Los Angeles to cover Rock Band, and you handed this to me, you would not be a part of this website anymore.
And I shouldn't be. To speak more about that, I would, like we spoke earlier about this before we recorded, in reality of a good review, or somewhat of a real good review, I would be the best person on the site to send about Rock Band because of me not liking Rock Band. But
yeah, yes, actually, in reality, yes, you would be, because everybody else's aspect in a certain
is
way
biased. It'd would be biased.
It would be the only way you would get a true representation is everybody who listens to the show knows how much Tricky, Alex, and I love Rock Band. So if we were to come out and go, you know what, this game really isn't as good as everybody's saying it is, that would get people's attention because we don't say bad things about Rock Band. And for us to come out and say that would be like, whoa, okay, why are they saying this? But yeah, since we love it so much, minor aggravations to us we would overlook because we love it so much. We would just be like, eh, oh, well. Yeah. You being a neutral person would be the best person to send because you're flat out, I don't care for these games. But so, if you played it and liked it, or found things that you like, you would that would come out in your article, and that would get people to go, "Hey, this guy doesn't like Rock Band to begin with," and they still impressed him.
Donnie, you know one of the articles that got the most hits on the website this year?
Do what now?
I said, Donnie, do you know what article got the most hits on the website so far this year?
Nope.
Your article about Oculus Rift. Because everybody knows that you do not like virtual reality. You cannot stand that headset. And you came out and you said, you know what? This changed my mind. That article has got the most hits because it went, holy shit, it's got to be something that changed Donnie's mind.
And again, I was the right guy for the job because I don't care for virtual reality. Even though it changed my look on virtual reality, I still wouldn't put my money into the Oculus Rift. But you know, I gave him my honest opinion in what it did to me. With this, if you told me, even if you wasn't paying me, Tricky, you know, I'm working for the site, if you sent me out there to cover this Rock Band thing, I'm going to do my job. I don't, you know, I'm going to be professional about it because I work for a site that covers video games. And if I want to be part of a site that covers video games, what they tell me to do, I got to do. Or I won't be part of that site anymore. I'm assuming the owner or the boss of this site has to be a female, or he's got to be really doing his thing with the sucky sucky for him to still have his job.
All right. Alex, you've been a little quiet on this. As a former game journalist that was deep into writing articles all the time, how does this make you feel?
Yeah, I mean, for those who don't know, like, I wrote for Sarcastic Gamer. I was an editor for them. I was an editor-in-chief of Big Red Barrel. I was, you know, an editor for WouldYouKindly.com. So, I mean, I've tried my hand at many different websites. And, you know, personally for me, like, I started doing this as a hobby because I enjoyed it and I'm good at writing. And it's, you know, it came naturally to me. And it's something about, you know, video games are something I grew up with in electronic entertainment. So it came easy to me, and I enjoyed it. And, you know, as someone who worked very hard, you know, wrote hundreds of articles and, you know, edited many, many articles, and, you know, has been to E3 and PAX and spent late nights writing articles, finishing articles, really perfecting them or not perfecting them, making as good as I could possibly make them for a website. You know, for me to basically never get, you know, rarely, you know, get compensated for that and, you know, never get the kind of break that I wanted to, it's a slap in the face to anyone. I mean, you know, you get paid to do your job. No matter what your job is, you know, you are expected, whether you're a greeter at Walmart, whether you are a CEO of a company, you're expected when you earn a paycheck to go in and do your job. And, you know, I having not read this article, you know, I'm risking a little bit, we're all risking a little bit by talking about this, but I mean, Tricky has read the article, so I mean, he wouldn't be as passionate about this if, you know, it wasn't an egregious act that this guy did. But, you know, to go there and basically write this article, you know, it's insulting on a level anyone can hardly explain. Basically, the guy didn't do his job, or he did a very poor, you know, he didn't even do a poor job, but he didn't do his job. And the editor who put this out didn't do their job, and Harmonix should be pissed. Anyone really who works, you know, for that website should be pissed because it makes the website look bad. And anyone who writes for free or does this as a hobby or does it for fun should be pissed about it. It's just, I mean, I perhaps don't sound as pissed as, you know, I am. But, at the end of the day, the dude didn't do his job. And he deserved to be called out for it. The dude deserves to be fired for it. And whoever put that article out deserves to be fired for it. Anyone associated with this article deserves to be fired for it. And it's just basically, you know, you go there and you're expected to put out work and you're given, it's a privilege, you know, it's a privilege to be there and to have that kind of access.
Wait a minute. This,
quite frank,
the website it's not part of a network, is it?
No, it's not part of a network, Donnie.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, if you're given that kind of access and it's a privilege and you're, you know, it's a sign of respect that you're there, and if you don't show the game makers that some sort of respect when they're giving that kind of access, I mean, that's just absurd. It's angering. All I can say is that the dude didn't do his job. He deserves to be fired.
All right. That is going to bring us to the end of our show. Let's do some housekeeping. How about that?
Yes, because my intuition says that we should.
PooperGamer.com is looking for some staff members. We're looking for some writers, podcasters, video editors, newsboys, and generalized help with the site. If you're interested in applying, please go to PooperGamer.com, click on the Help Wanted tab, and fill out the application, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. While you're there, be sure to check out all of our articles and check out all of our videos. Speaking of our videos, they can be found on YouTube by doing a search for Official Proving Gamer and watching all of our videos there. If you want to get a hold of us, there are several ways you can get a hold of us. First way is an email, trophyhorse@provinggamer.com. The second way is on Twitter. You can get a hold of the site at Proving Gamer, the show at Trophy Horse. You can contact me at Tricky Mick. You can contact Donnie at Young Twist. You can contact Alex at Saunders Horse Rex, although he has a record of not being checking his Twitter lately. So if you're trying to get a hold of him there, probably not going to get an answer anytime soon. Also, if you want to get a hold of Yield, it's I Yield to No One. That's with a 2 and a 1 in the name, not just the words, it's the letter, the numbers. If you are, third way you can get a hold of us is our phone number. Yield, what's the phone number?
330-PROVEN-9, 330-776-8369.
You can also get a hold of us with the SpeakPipe app, which is on the right side of ProvenGamer.com and is also on our Facebook page. Speaking of our Facebook page, you can find us on Facebook by doing a search for Proven Gamer on Facebook, and that is Facebook.com/ProvenGamer. Please hit the like button while you're there. If you listen to this podcast, we greatly appreciate it, but be sure to check out all of our other podcasts, which is PG Spoilers, which by the time you listen to this, there should be 4 different podcasts for PG Spoilers on. We are covering the Sony conference, we are covering the Microsoft conference, we're covering the EA conference, and we're covering the Ubisoft conference. If you, again, PG Spoilers is out there, that is a community show. If you see one of the conferences, you want to get a part, you want to talk about it, you see the Nintendo conference, the Bethesda conference, whatever it is, it's E3 week, you want to talk about it, record it, send it to me. I will put it on the site for PG Spoilers. You can have your voice out there. Also, the other podcast we have on the site is Press X to Win. That is with Nate and Jake. Jake is yet to make an appearance, but you've heard Nate. He's very opinionated. He hates Donnie's opinion on Mortal Kombat. But, hey, who likes Donnie's opinion on Mortal Kombat? With all that being said, that is going to close out our housekeeping. But we do have... Oh, excuse me. If you listen to this podcast... Don, you have to do a little edit there. If you listen to... all of our podcasts can be found on iTunes, Stitcher, and your various podcast applications. With that being said, that is done with our housekeeping, but we do have some sponsors. Our first sponsor is Extra Life. Alex, I'm not going to have you talk about it this time. I'm just going to tell everybody to go to extra-life.org and check it out. Also, join the Proven Gamer team. We are looking to build a good team this year. Even Yield's joined our team. Our second sponsor, Yield, I'm going to make you do it. Can you go fund me?
Go fund yourself.
All right, but tell everybody how they can fund me.
Go to GoFundMe.com/ProvenGamer. We're trying to raise some money to get some better podcasting equipment to bring the fans, you guys, a better show. So go there. We got some trophy-themed donation, not prizes, levels, I guess. Trophy-themed donation levels. That you can donate to. Yeah, there I go. I'll get there eventually. Just ramble with me. And one of them, Donnie, will sing you a song, and it'll, since we're coming up on July, it'll be a fireworks kind of
something. Donnie will sing you a song. Wait. Donnie will sing you a song in the tune of Katy Perry's Fireworks.
No. The Star Spangled Banner.
Either one, your choice. All right, and our last sponsor, Donnie, who are we sponsored by?
Amazon!
Oh my God, he got it back!
I haven't been to work.
Yes, we are.
That's it, he's done for the year!
Yes, we are sponsored by Amazon, if you could and would, each and every time you do your shopping. Please stop by Proven Gamer first, click on any Amazon link, and continue to do normal shopping. It doesn't cost you anything extra and does help out the site tremendously. With all that being said, let's move on to our shout-outs. Yield, your shout-out, sir.
I will give a shout-out to the fans. Thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for spreading the trophy whore and the four horsemen news. We greatly appreciate it. A shout out to you guys for recording. I have fun every week sitting down here and rambling to my computer and talking to you guys. It's fun. It really is. And, a shout out to everybody who's going to be doing E3 coverage. I know that it will be an overload. I will have to try really hard not to read too much Uncharted 4 stuff. I will watch the news conference and then pretty much try to go dark, media dark after that. I think I've seen too much from what little they've shown so far, so hopefully they don't show too much more at E3 like they did with Uncharted 3. So, crappy do. There's probably some more, but... I'll hit you all up next week.
And Alex, you're a sponsors. Alex, you're
what? Alex, he's got his own sponsor. Man, I gotta talk to this man.
All right, Alex, your shout outs.
All right, well, as always, I want to thank the listeners because the listeners are awesome and they are really the lifeblood of the show. Thank you all so much for spending some time with us every week and just kind of listening to us ramble because we do that a lot. I want to thank all the guys, Donnie, Yield, and Tricky, for always being there on Sunday for some good conversation and making things interesting. Sorry. And last but not least, I want to give a shout-out to my lady, my love, Christina, who just is, it means more to me than I can ever convey. So I love you, sweetheart, and just, you know, just thanks for just everything.
And Donnie, your shout-out, sir.
I want to give a shout-out to the listeners. As always, you guys rock. Keep us relevant. Listeners, we ask. Keep us relevant by talking about us, by answering any questions that we have for you, because we wouldn't be asking you questions if you wasn't there. So answer those questions. Oh,
you just reminded me of something.
I want to give a shout out to my family, you know, my kids, my wife, my mom, all of them, the whole fam. Even the ones I don't like, you know who you are. that's pretty much it, you know.
And I want to give a shout out to, and this is where I have to take some shame. And you guys are going to yell at me a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, there have been comments on the website.
Wait. On an article or on the show?
On articles, on the podcast.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Do they belong from staff members or is it actual fans?
Actual fans. Dating back to 2011.
Oh, man,
you're a buster!
You got six jobs, Tree.
And well, I have a defense, but we'll get into the defense in a second. Until I tell you how many comments we've had over the last 4 years.
Okay, how many have we had over the last 4 years?
I'll give you guys a guess just so I know how to gauge your anger level. Yield, how many comments do you think it's been?
Well, since you're going to say anger level, I'm going to say a couple hundred.
Donnie?
I want to say, I don't want to over-exaggerate, so I'm going to say 96, exactly.
All right, and Alex has said that he refuses to answer because he's keeping his microphone muted. The answer is 2,638.
Oh, my goodness.
God, you're a buster!
What have you been doing, and how come you can't see me for some
reason? The fans have been participating! I am so sorry, fans.
Now, hold on a second. I have a defense to this.
All right.
When the website got hacked, I rebuilt the website.
Yeah.
I also plugged in, anybody that uses WordPress, I put in a Facebook plugin. So when I release the shows and articles and stuff like that, it automatically posts to Facebook. Associated with that, the plugin also put a Facebook comment section at the bottom of the articles instead of the other comment section that we had. So apparently people were making comments on the articles, but they were not posting to the site. They were posting to their Facebook pages.
To their pages? They comment to themselves, basically?
Well, it would show up that they left a comment to that particular post, but it would only show up on their Facebook page, not ours. It took me going in and talking to somebody where they said, yo, I left a comment on your last podcast. And I went, really? I didn't get a notification for it. Going in, I found out what happened, and I fixed the problem. Now when you leave a comment on a post on the website, we will get notification for it. All four of us will get notification for it.
God dang
but for it. The for the 2,638 posts before that, they're now lost.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I'm only taking back everything I said before, except about you stupid gamers, because you stupid gamers are still stupid. Everything else I take back, and it's all because of Tricky.
Well, it's not because of me. It's an oversight that, in my defense, I would not have seen as many times as they were posting it.
Nah, Tricky.
I had no notification.
You have to take the fall for this, Tricky. You have to.
I am taking the fall for it, but I do have a justifiable defense in this.
Oh, my God.
So, but I did notice that a good portion of the comments came on one article that I wrote that people were yelling at me, basically saying I was wrong. So
hold on. So all those are gone. All those comments are gone.
Well, they're gone from my view because I approved them all, thinking they would all show up on the website. But as soon as I approved them, I learned that it didn't actually show up on the website. It shows up on their Facebook pages.
Oh man, I wish I could get that because I know it was so many about me.
there was some about you. There was some actually.
I'm talking about some hateful ones. I want to hear the hateful ones about me.
No, actually, somebody applied to the website, Donnie. I'll boost your ego a little bit. We're getting a little long-winded here. Donnie, I'm going to boost your ego just a little bit. You ready?
Yes.
Somebody applied to the website. I'm bringing up the email now. Hold on a second. You're going to have to do this a little
can
bit.
Can you find this one too, Tricky?
Yes, I have this email. I just gotta find it real quick. It's in my emails. It was a couple days ago. Okay. By a gentleman, I don't want to say his name out loud because he didn't get me permissions. He wrote in to apply for the site, and he says, "I listen to the Trophy Horse podcast every week. I have 64 platinums myself. I heard about the vacancies and would like to apply for a video editor, blah, 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 blah." I replied, hello. First of all, thank you for listening every week, and I'm very sorry for Donnie, LOL. And then his response to me was, hello, don't apologize for Donnie. He's hilarious. You all are. His raps are awesome. Are there full versions of them?
His what's are awesome?
His raps.
Oh,
he wants to know if there's full versions of your raps.
Well, listener, those raps are specifically made to be that short because of it's only an intro and an outro. My own raps, Tricky doesn't want them on the site because of how hood they are.
How hood they are.
So I only have two. I took off all my raps off my YouTube page, except for, and I redid them now that I know how to work audio a little bit better now. So I only have like maybe two raps that's up on my YouTube page, which is YUNTWIS YouTube. And that's pretty much it. You can type in Young Twist Drake beat, and I have one when I rap it to the Drake beat, and I also have one when I rap it to one of Busy Bone's beats. And I'm rapping pretty much like Busy Bone and Twista, which is the song that they are on together.
All right. Enough self-promotion.
Yeah.
Back to the shout-outs.
So you lost all of them.
I didn't lose all of them. They are still on the internet somewhere.
So you just have to find them and tell us that the fans really do love us or hate us.
Well, I want to give a shout out to the 2,638 comments people left over the last 4 years.
No, you want to give an apology.
I'm truly sorry that I cannot mention those. I'm trying my best to see if I can recover them and copy and paste them and put them somewhere so we can actually read them all. But I want to, first and foremost, I want to give a shout out to all those comments and people that left those comments. I was unaware. I just found out 2 days ago as of this recording.
Oh, man. If he find those listeners, I would make it my business to reply to each and every one of them. I'll make a whole audio version of me replying to all of them or us replying to all of them. Matter of fact, it's going down. Tricky, if you find those, we making a separate, I guess you could call it spoilers, to reply to each and every last one of those. If not, I would do it myself.
With that being said, I'm going to cut out my normal shout-outs because the focus should be on those 2,638 comments.
Yeah, I hope so.
You lost your shout-out privilege for this show.
So as the goddess just said, because she's not going to get her shout-out, it's really fucked up that I fucked that up. So with that, I am sorry. I'm holding my hat in my hand, apologizing, and hoping you all forgive me. And until next week, happy trophy hunting.
Peace out.
It's going to be a long week.
Check it. Check it. You done made it through another one.
Replay.
Oh, download another one.
Continue your horno.
Or you can go and do a tricky man and
chop it.
However you do it just to forget the ray and leave a comment. And thanks for getting listen to the show. Now it's time for me to go. Peace out to another episode.